I was involved in the lifting body program initially with the lightweight M2F1, primarily serving as a test chase pilot with the T-37 aircraft. I would carry with me a NASA photographer that would fly alongside, try to hold on alongside, and he'd shoot pictures that could be used by public affairs of the early flights. Milt Thompson from our pilot's office at FRC, Flight Research Center, was the initial pilot to fly this vehicle. This was a very lightweight vehicle. You see the landing gear sticking out. Those were off some crash Cessna aircraft and mounted to internal structure that was done in-house at Flight Research Center. With the fuselage, the body shape and everything mainly being done by a glider operation in the Antelope Valley. But all the control surfaces and to the control stick were done cable pulley, just like, you know, normal general aviation aircraft. But they had swaged with multiple holes at the end of the fittings for the cables to the control surfaces. And the way Milt refined the handling qualities or pliability was initially with ground tows, which is what you, I think this picture displays, where it's being towed by a car, a Chevrolet convertible car that could get up to over 100 miles an hour across the lake bed to get it aloft at, to a certain height. And Milt would feel out roll, pitch, and yaw control, and would land, and then the mechanic who was in the car might, at Neil's his request, at Milt's request, might change where the, undo the bolt and change which hole it went through to change the stroke from the control stick to the surfaces. To find, he did that with a number of runs to fine-tune what he felt was a good placement of the attachments to the cable pulley system for the best handling qualities. And he flew the first flight, simple. I noticed the card, it was interesting. He had to do a, after release from 10,000 feet roughly, he was to do a pull-up from a preset speed that would be before the pull-up to land, and see if he could stop the sink rate to get to what Wood calls a zero H dot. And level off, which you'd have to do, obviously, to land. And the card, as I recall, had a simple point there, said if you cannot achieve level flight, eject.